Hey y'all.
And welcome to the Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast, where we bring you a not-so-healthy dose of humor and reality as we get our hands dirty with some serious nostalgia and question everything.
Let's dive in.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
It's Misty.
It's Ani.
And Ani, why don't you tell us what we're watching today?
We're watching The Indian in the Cupboard, a movie from 1995 that I'm pretty sure I've seen more than once. And I can recall almost nothing about it other than the name.
Didn't you say this is like a Disney movie or something?
No, I was wrong. It's a Paramount movie.
Okay. I have never heard of this movie. I've never seen this movie. I don't know anything about this movie.
No surprises there. All I know is that, or all I remember is that this kid, he's gifted this cupboard, and then every time he puts a toy in it and like locks it and then unlocks it and opens the door, the toy comes alive.
I'm going to ask this just because I feel obligated to ask. This is
PG. Sorry, it's not even PG, it's G.
No, this is like PC, right? Like politically correct.
Oh, the title is not politically correct. It's called Indian in the Cupboard.
Like,
the
movie is from 1995.
This is before politically correct was a thing. So the politically correct version would be The Native American in the Cupboard.
Yeah, the the movie is a whole, like, we're not.
Oh, absolutely not. Something. I don't think so. We're going to have the cowboys versus Indians going on here, I'm pretty sure.
Great. Please don't cancel it. I really hope this movie isn't about to get us canceled, but I guess we're going to fucking find out.
I really don't think we're going to get canceled over this, considering all the other shit.
Yeah, but we didn't put out there. Racist shit, so we've never done that. We're going to fucking find out.
We're going to find out. And on that note, let us begin with The Indian in the Cupboard, 1995.
Please keep that in mind, people. 1995. Like 30 years ago, people.
That number just hurt.
Yeah. Okay, to be fair, it's 29 years ago.
Still.
It might sound worse if I say it that way.
In association with Scholastic Productions.
You can tell how old it is just by the quality of the titles that keep popping up.
Uh-huh. Look at that toy. And by toy, we mean figurine. So you just get your head out of the gutter.
They're interesting figurines of Native Americans. They look like old-fashioned children's toys, which I'm sure they are. And this kid's got a whole series of them. I hope he didn't put them all in the cupboard at once.
There's a whole ass colony at once.
Jesus, his whole house is going to be overrun in like 2 seconds.
I think there's a scene like that later on in the movie where it's like a friend of his doesn't know what the hell's going on. So he puts like a T-Rex, Darth Vader, some stormtroopers, and what else in the cupboard? And then over here, somebody opens it up. There's just like.
So I've got like this magical cupboard, right? And whenever you put it in, it comes to life. Cool. Let me go get my figurine of a fucking T-Rex. No, Ani, what would be your first thought to put in there?
A dragon.
That's valid. I have a giant like bookcase, right? Full of figurines of hot anime men.
Yeah, but the thing is they don't get bigger. They stay the size of their figurine.
Really?
That's the thing.
What the fuck is the point of this thing?
I know.
If I can't have life-size Dobby, then I don't want it.
I know, which is why I said a little dragon. Because I can have a dragon and it can be a little mini and it's fine. But like, otherwise I would find a figurine of Cassian and just throw it in.
He's going to say you'd commission a figurine of Cassian. Just be like, look.
Look at those clothes.
It's a lot of beige on her.
Sad beige. She's wearing a long-sleeved floral dress with a sleeveless denim cardigan.
Yeah, and beige shoes with hair of a similar color.
I love how they are celebrating this boy's birthday and one of the sisters has a fucking hamster and a ball on the table.
Yes!
And just spinning it. She was fucking spinning it. Like,
let's just fucking torture this hamster on screen. It's fine.
Also, why is the hamster ball on the table next to the cake?
Yeah, absolutely not.
I say this as I have cats that roam around all the counters in this house, but...
But, like, they're not going to the bathroom all over the counters, so, you know.
True, they're not. They don't go bathroom in the ball, so, unlike hamsters. And look, we have the cupboard. that mom just put a fucking in front of the kid.
Well, who honestly thinks that this is a good gift for my, like, 10-year-old child? I'm going to get him a cupboard.
We got a birthday party for a 10-year-old boy. Let's get him a beige Victorian-looking cupboard.
It's like, yeah, what should I get little Maddie for his 10th birthday? Oh, I know. I'll go to fucking Goodwill and get him a cupboard. Now. But 10-year-old's going to be over there and be like, oh, what did I, you know what? I got a cupboard.
The kid saw the skateboard and he's like, yeah, fuck everything else. I want that skateboard.
Yeah, because that makes sense. Because he's a
Where
child.
Are they? San Francisco?
Kind of looks like it.
There's no way in hell my mom would let me hang out in an area like this at this age. Absolutely not. Hey, his friend gave him a little figurine of a Native American. Oh yeah, that's a piece of cake, I'm sure. Doing an ollie.
While they're actively not doing anything.
Right? Why does this kid have, like, two or three watches on his wrist?
He does. That's weird. Why do they just have a giant box of Victorian-style keys?
So we have a cupboard that didn't come with a key, and mom just somehow has a bunch of keys lying around?
I guess so. And they actually have one that works.
His mom is telling him that, oh, my grandma gave me that key. This one key that now opens the cupboard that the kid found. And she's like, she was dying and she had nothing to give me. So she gave me that key.
That's weird.
Cool.
That's weird.
Cool.
That kid has a bowling pin for a lamp. And some really shit artwork on the wall.
Lots of sad beige on that wall. And he's reading Stuart Little. All right.
I forget that's a book.
The moment a kid asked me if we had Stuart Little in the book, in the library, I'm going, that's a book?
Yeah. I will admit, I didn't know it was a book until recently.
I'm like, oh, okay. Let me go find it.
Let's find out.
There was this one girl who was constantly asking if we had Coraline.
Is that a book too?
Yes. By Neil Gaiman.
Okay. I don't know of Neil Gaiman writing children's books.
Right? Coraline.
Is it a children's book?
Yeah, novella by Neil Gaiman.
Wow, okay. I didn't know that. And again, I don't really know a whole lot about Neil Gaiman, so.
A lot of the kids around her were like, isn't that scary? Are you sure you want that? She's like, yes, I want Coraline. So I've been asking for it for like weeks. I'm like, all right.
Did you have it?
I did. The last time she asked for it, I'm like, yes, I remember we got it in. It's yours now.
There you go. That's cool. So the kid put, like, one of his toys in this cupboard.
It's an Indian toy.
And he wakes up in the morning, and
he just keeps hearing a thudding or a rattling.
That probably wouldn't even faze me. There's so many cats in this house. I would just probably yell, shut up.
And he'd probably be like, stop touching the cupboard. Or then you think, you know, you left it unlocked. Kid, did I? Nope, not going there.
I saw what you saw. Like, just why?
Okay, as long as you saw what I saw.
Yep. Same thought. It's just like, what the fuck is wrong with 1995?
Or anything
the kid goes. So the kid gets up and he's going to the cupboard. And the key throws itself out of the lock.
Cool.
Also, the key does not look like it should be the correct key for that lock. Like, yeah, let's be really real.
Like, he turned it, like, 3 times. It shouldn't have to turn that many times.
Yeah, and it's just like, So he opens the cupboard.
He's in the corner, and he's alive.
He would be terrifying.
Right? Like, you are all of 2 inches tall.
And you had no
consciousness up until...
Oh, he is not wearing much.
No, he is not, and he's hot.
He has no consciousness.
And then all of a sudden, there's this giant sticking its finger towards you. He's speaking Iroquois.
I like the fact that 90% of his clothes are of the boots. Also, the kid's just like, the kid kept reaching in there to poke him. And the guy like pulled out a knife. And then the kid reached in again to poke him. And the guy stabbed him with the knife and the finger. And he's like, that hurt. And like no fucking shit. Your finger is bigger than this dude. What the hell?
His name's Omri.
The fucking... That's a weird name. I've never heard that name before.
Neither have I. So you're leaving because you have what, school?
They just walk
gonna leave this. leave him there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's breathing. Sure, he gets hungry.
Yeah, you better fucking hope he can breathe in there. Like, geez.
Look at that denim dress.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, look at that ADD playing.
Tapping his foot, snapping his fingers. Pretty much looks
looking
like
at
he's
the
being
clock.
Electrocuted in his chair.
Looks like he's got to take a massive shit. He's like, hurry, open the door, Mom. And Mom's just like, the fuck? It's a toy again. Let me guess. Yeah. Because you locked it, dumbass. I know. He's only 10.
I don't even actually know how old he is. He's dumb enough to wear more than one watch on the same wrist.
True. Oh, no wonder he looks so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
He's also in The Borrowers.
Oh. Okay.
And your larvae are dead. Okay, cool.
That's a big house. Only by the fact that it's 1990s. Oh, there goes the rat.
The rat. I'm trying to figure out where it was filmed or it's supposed to take place.
Look at all the, you see those pillows?
Uh-huh. All the fringe on the side.
Yeah, that is such 90s pillows to have that much fringe all over the side of them. Like, my gosh. Also, they have a Harry Potter style under the stairs cupboard.
Oh.
They're in where?
Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
So 1995, and they own that entire thing.
Yeah.
What do those parents do?
Well, in 1995, probably didn't matter.
Fair.
So the kid's not woken up at all being carried to bed, but there's a little itty-bitty scratching sound, and he's just like, huh?
Right? He's like, oh, giant, demon, this is magic? I mean, yeah, your people believe in magic.
It's just like, the Native American doy is just like, I think this is a dream. And I'm like, dude, this is a fucking nightmare for you.
Quite the nightmare. I'm not small, you're big. Can you be the peacemaker? He's like, I'm a kid.
I'm a boy. It's just like, I don't think he asked your gender, my dude.
Little bear. Mogwai?
I'm not really sure. I wasn't reading the subtitle for that one. How do you know English? Yeah, but okay, so he's just like, we know English because the English are getting us to fight the French for them. Then you would know 1700s English and the grammatical style of the 1700s, not the grammatical style of 1995. So why is it that you sound the way we do rather than the way you would definitely have sounded in 1761, I think he said?
Yeah, make it make sense, historian.
Yeah, I can't bridge that gap because our grammatical system and the way like we speak English was not around then.
As an adult, I'm just constantly keeping my eyes on his legs every time they move because that man is not wearing much.
No, I am trying to respectfully keep my eyes above the shoulders and up.
I am not. I'm distinctly staring below.
Yeah, that's fair. It's just weird to me that this isn't a kid's movie. This guy is not wearing a lot. The guy is a full-fledged adult, obviously. But it's just kind of like,
I would need Aaron to clarify if this is, like, traditional Iroquois garb.
I have the foggiest idea. Like, Aaron is our Native American historian of this group, along with our Egyptologist.
Right? He's just like, the kid gives the little bear a teepee, and he's like, I was like, what is it? He's like, it's a teepee. He's like, but it's like, it's hard. Why? I don't like it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So Omri's going to put the, oh, wow, it worked. He put the plastic teepee in the cupboard, and it came out as what, paper mache?
It looks like bad paper mache.
Okay, it is leather. You and I, we are together, defined together. We are, in fact, inhabiting the same space.
Maybe the same hallucination.
It's like, can you make it night now? It's like, it is night. Okay, it turns lights off.
She's gonna turn the light off.
You go to sleep now as he points towards the TV. Like, he's not a dog.
Yeah.
It's a person.
That is so much side ass.
Run.
There's just so much of his ass visible.
I love it.
It's like it's a good thing that he is the adult of the pair. What kind of mind fuck this would be? It's just suddenly like wake up and there's like giants everywhere in a time you don't know, using weird shit you don't know, and you think there's fucking turning off the sun, like.
And now Omri's going to be putting everything he can in his little cupboard.
Yeah. Oh, the T-Rex. Why the T-Rex?
T-Rex lightsaber. Hang on.
A couple soldiers. Darth Vader.
Gotta pause it. We've got
Darth Vader.
Soldier Darth Vader.
Some miscellaneous early 90s superhero.
Is that RoboCop?
Does kind of look like RoboCop and like Frankenstein and a red Ferengi from Star Trek. The kid immediately just goes like full power. Like, let's go.
And now the T-Rex is attacking Darth Vader. Everyone else is shooting each other.
Uh-huh. Kid, what did you think was going to happen?
And everyone just stops to stare at him, and the T-Rex is like, what?
And the kid immediately was like, nope, bad idea, bad idea. And turns them all back into toys and crawls into bed and hides.
And he cracks the door open because he wants his little nightlight.
There you go. It's like, what have I done? I don't know how I would feel like if I did this and like I gave something sentience and like, okay, is it better to turn him back into a toy so that he does not have to live however long of his life this way and possibly be discovered and sent to the government for a lab? Or is that inhumane because how do you not know whether or not his sentience is now trapped in a toy and will forever just remain as an inanimate object?
Because then does he keep the knowledge of being a sentient creature while he's back to being plastic? Like
does he have an awareness of the movement of things around him and time and all that when he's a toy?
I love how the little bear's like, can you make other things now? He's like what? It's like, the white man's gun. He's like, no.
No.
Let's not do that. He's like, where's fire? Like, it's like, we're inside.
You're a king. And the kid's like, well, we don't have one of those.
They go, what does your wife cook? He's like, a wife? I'm 10.
But like, this guy has memories of a life and of a...
Yeah.
And like, of an every... Like, he thinks he has a wife and like, all this stuff.
Have you decided to stay? Where else are you gonna go, bro?
Yeah. Like, between the first time you became a living creature and the second time, do you have memories of time passing between those two instances? Because if you do, like, are you getting teleported back to your correct time and then just pulled through space and time and shoved into this form of a toy between them? Like, what is happening? Because if he doesn't have memories in between the two, then I guess you could assume he doesn't have sentience when he's a toy, so you could just turn him back into a toy. But if he does, then it's just like, this tells you that his soul was pulled out of time? And he's an actual person?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he's like, oh, I'm gonna make a long house, you know, the clan house, and this and that. It's like, he also doesn't know what a horse is.
Well,
does this guy know what he's supposed to be?
I'm gonna say no.
But he remembers having a wife that died.
Yeah.
So confused.
Yeah. What are you gonna do, kid? Let him out in the garden like a fucking lizard? Jesus.
Don't run away.
Yeah, this isn't Stockholm Syndrome in the making or anything like that. Lord. This would be some Alice in Wonderland type bullshit. You get turned into something that's like 2 inches tall and then get set in the garden and suddenly you're looking at dandelions the size of fucking trees. Like, okay. He gets picked up by a bird and this movie is over.
Yeah, he's literally gonna be bird food. The butterfly's as big as he is.
Yeah.
Look at those cheeks.
I like how he's like running because he hears a dog barking and all that. It's like, dude, it's your own backyard?
Oh, there we go.
You're making
him a terrarium.
He's attacked by a pigeon. He's a cock. Wait, a pigeon while this kid's trying to make him a person terrarium. Like,
It looks like the box he's holding literally looks like a bonsai, like, plant thing.
Okay, and he's putting a terrarium on the floor.
Here, you can build your own stuff. Let's take some off more of your clothes.
He got injured in one of the many parts of him that is just bare skin.
Well, he had to lower down his pants.
What pants?
Us, kid. Give him fucking floss.
Honey, what pants? The man was not wearing pants. He's wearing thigh-high boots like it's 1972.
Really wearing assless chaps.
He is. Like, he is not wearing anything.
So now we've snuck up to our brother's skylight room.
To dig around in their closet.
What'd you get, kid? Like, he said he needs something to tie around his legs.
I'm sorry, did you look at the decor for these people? Like, one of the things in the kid's room was a sign that said, no parking Thursdays.
I saw that. Saw that.
What does that mean? Why?
I mean, there were kids in my grade that would steal signs, street signs.
It does look like it was printed out on paper, though.
Fair. This medic has now been brought to life, and all of a sudden he's being manhandled and dropped into a terrarium.
Yeah. A shit terrarium, mind you.
Oh, he's British, too. Oh, it's Stephen Coogan. I love him.
So, like,
I
the kid...
Stephen Coogan.
Like, the Native American dude was injured from the pigeon. So yes. The kid, instead of going to get any kind of medical supplies of his own, went and found one of his brother's toys, which is a soldier but was a medic, and turned that one real, and then pretty much just scooped him up and threw him in the trash. This kid is going to be a serial killer as an adult.
And he's watching them.
Mm-hmm, with the
magnifying glass. We're putting the medic back in the box. It's like, you did your job, bye.
Okay, bye. And the medic soldier is just like, oh, this is a dream. This is a wild hallucination.
Right. Like, it's just another fever dream. It's fine.
The 10-year-old is cursing.
And the mom's just like, because she's like, how do you feel? She's like, I feel pretty damn good. And she's like, good.
I'd be like, you what?
You feel what?
You feel what?
You feel what kind of good? Darn. That's what I thought you said. I would really hate to have this kid's face up in my face constantly, like a flame.
There was too much of a pause between both halves of that sentence. I really hate to have this kid's face, a real fucking ugly 10-year-old.
I am 2 inches big, and this kid's face, his entire fucking skull is like 5 inches, like, or whatever. It's like, please. Stop looming over me and breathing heavily on me.
Yeah, and I understand that's what you mean, but I don't like the sound of that you said.
Oh.
And I think that's fucking hilarious. Oh my god.
We're getting rope. What did you give him to eat? A biscuit?
Like a single flake off of a biscuit? They're just gonna
corn nut?
They're just gonna stand there staring at each other while they eat.
Yeah. I don't like it. And we're putting the fire truck on top, or the ladder. Okay, so I can climb. Smart.
Okay, the kid's just like, do you need anything else? And he's just like, a hatchet. And okay, do you have one of those?
Is he going to take the axe from the fucking knight?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, just he puts a knight in there, turns him alive, takes his axe, and puts him, and he throws him.
He just tosses him over his shoulder. Just bye.
He turns him back into a toy and then just chucks the kid for the toy. How much of a mind fuck would it be to be in this situation? Like, this giant child is becoming emotionally attached to you and you're learning what an axe is. Like, shit.
You're just like, I just want to build.
Yeah. Also, why is the building his priority at the moment? It should be, I want to go home. Why am I still here? Turn me back into a fucking toy, you weird child.
Yeah, I would like to be unalived in the sense where I don't want to be human again. I would like to be plastic.
It's just like, please put me back into a state of being where I do not have to try and figure this shit out.
So now Omri is talking about the cupboard and shit, and he's just like, this is what I do, like, completely, you know, this is my daily routine now after school.
Yeah.
And he's just like, great, imagination.
And So this kid is running over to a Native American display and
set up.
He's just kind of rummaging through. Holy shit, what in the nine hells is that deep? Like, he took one of the other Uruguay figurines and
swabbed it
left
some
a damn demon in its place.
It was some kind of armed Skeletor type thing.
Yeah. That many sticks. That is not how many sticks he had when that kid left.
He did a damn good job, though.
Yeah, it looks good.
I love how he hears the loud pounding. He's like, oh my god, the earth is ending. No, it's just your fucking 10-year-old coming straight at you.
And be like, I think I'd hide, personally. I'm sorry, but he's not wearing pants, and he is sitting, like, over that what? I'm splinters? I know as a woman, like, it might not be the same problem, but, like, splinters? It should be more of a problem because he's a dude.
It's fair. Wow, the house is done.
Looks nice.
How'd he get it done so quickly?
Right?
Yeah, your house is fantastic. It'll do. That'll do, pig. That'll
like, that's fine. But tonight, he's gonna hunt. What's he gonna hunt, Ani? The dinosaur? It's like, I stole another one of your people. Here's a figurine of him.
I mean, it's on point. White man steals Native American.
And he's just, like, totally just accepting that this is the shit that's happening to him now.
He just takes the bow from this old man who just now dies of a heart attack.
Yep. You killed a guy, kid. You're a murderer.
If he turns him back to plastic and then alives him again, will that work?
That's a good question. You killed a guy, kid. You're a 10-year-old murderer.
There's so much of this I don't remember.
The guy's like, you have to bury him. You murdered him. You have to bury him now.
Do people die here? Yes.
Uh-huh.
When people die, we don't see them. Have you never seen someone die? You're like, you're afraid of a dead man?
He's just now discovering that, yes, this is in fact a child.
Now he's being reprimanded. You should not do magic. You do not understand.
Yeah, it's just like a kid, like, kid, you killed somebody. Somebody is dead. Are you mad at me? Yeah.
You killed one of my people.
you killed somebody, kid. Like, come on.
Ass. Staring at ass.
A lot of ass.
I know.
This kid's a piece of shit.
What'd you do with my saw blades? I buried them?
Just like, and he's like, why did you do that? Those are the things I use, like, every day for work. And the kid's like, well, what do you want me to do? I'm like, fuck you, kid. I want you to go unbury them.
Dad's like, all right, let's both go and get a new set then. He's like, I can go by myself and get them. You don't have to follow me like I'm a baby. It's like, you just killed a man.
Like, this kid is going to be traumatized.
Sure, you want to leave you alone trying to buy saw blades?
This is back in a time when you could have sent a child to a store to buy saw blades and he could have bought them.
It's true. It's true.
Also, how does that child know what saw blades to buy?
Yeah, do you know what grit? Do you know what size? Little white boy walking through the streets of Brooklyn.
And having an emotional breakdown because he did just, in fact, kill somebody. This kid's going to be a serial killer when he grows up. Like, my lord.
And Little Bear has wrapped the old man. What was his name? Mohawk.
Mm.
So the plastic version of him is now wrapped.
So the kid got mugged by another kid after he bought the saw blades for his dad. And the kid yells at him, you don't deserve that hair.
What hair? His friend's just like, hey, I got you this cowboy.
Yeah.
With your Native American.
And his friend's mom walking back to his house after he got mugged.
Because he wasn't having a bad enough day, you know.
Right. He killed somebody. He got mugged. Like, Jesus.
Got reprimanded by his new friend.
Like, is this a children's movie or like a Born Identity movie?
I feel like something is going to happen with this hamster. I'm
wondering if either the rat's going to try and eat him or the Native American dude's going to end up in the rat ball.
Oh!
The kid kicks the rat ball. I'm
he
a serial
kicks the
killer.
Hamster ball! Like, fucking drop kicks it. This poor thing!
This kid's a serial killer.
These assholes are just gonna stare at the hamster going, having a fucking, like, dizzy spell.
This kid is a serial killer. And this kid is also just ignoring his friend's entire existence right now.
Little Bear's hiding under the radiator.
His friend sees this going on. It's just like,
I brought my friend to meet you.
And the friend's like,
you come in. It's like, I don't fit under the radiator.
Like, what the fuck is happening? He just said he wasn't going to turn any more toys into people. And his friend's like, you need to show me how this works.
Okay.
And now they're picking up the dead body.
I want to make a live one. Like, this is fucking mad scientist shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just tell your friend how the magic cupboard works and then don't touch it.
Yeah. 5, 4. Like, how long until this child breaks?
One. What the hell happened to his arm? Is that when he just, like, when the freaking kid bumped into him?
I think so. Like, that's all you've got? Like, your kid was mugged and, like, that's all you've got?
Oh, and there goes the cowboy.
Yep. On a horse. I'm sorry, but that would still kill him. Like, the cowboy fell, like, 2 or 3 feet. That would still kill him considering his size ratio.
Right. Is this guy drunk?
Seems like it. Oh, and he has a gun.
A loaded gun.
Yep.
All right.
He did. The kid's like, he shot me. And it's like, yeah. He told you it wasn't a game. I like how this is a kid's show and we've heard so many swear words already.
He shot me. Yeah.
You've had death. You've had being shot. You've had...
Being mugged.
Being mugged. A lot of cursing. Like, well, geez. These children are literally arguing over owning people.
There's so many undertones of things that...
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. There's so much to unpack. He's so cool. He walks and talks and breathes.
I like how he's just like, Patrick, how are you going to take care of... I don't know. How are you taking care of the
yours
you brought to life? Because not well is what I'm seeing.
You already killed one of his ancestors.
Uh-huh.
One of the elders of whatever tribe, like anything else. He already got attacked by a pigeon.
Yeah.
What's next?
The cowboy is weeping.
Hey, the boys call him Boo Hoo Boone. No, I'm not going to bring a live fucking, like, figurine.
These children are so fucking stupid and have not been taught any morals at all.
No.
And now they know the other one exists.
Oh, great.
And they're going to spend all night in this room hunting one another. He's putting him in a drawer with Power Ranger socks.
And a baseball. Kindly return my hat.
And even Little Bear's like, yeah, you're a liar, child.
You just told me no more men, and there's a new one right there. Way to go fuck shit up, kid.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I think he's going to bury the guy he murdered.
The guy he murdered.
This is one way to teach morality to a child, I suppose. Perhaps not the best way.
Oh, Bing is gonna do it. Oh, a deer? Oh.
Oh, he's letting him hunt. So, Little Bear doesn't want any more people brought back, but it's fine if he brings animals to life for him to hunt for sport. Sure.
Well, I don't think he's hunting it for sport. I think because he needs food.
Yeah. And he stole the rat ball.
To keep him safe. Did he just put the rat ball in a bunch of dirty clothes?
Yeah, and it was empty, so I'm not really sure why. Maybe so that they can't let the rat out during the day?
Hmm.
Why couldn't the kid just bring him food? Why did we have to go through all that? Seems like a lot. For the record, the kid, before he goes to sleep, checks on the cowboy. And he opens the drawer, and the cowboy is... scratching his leg, hopefully, but he did reach down his own pants, and I'm just like, oh, okay. What kind of children's movie is this?
I'm guessing a realistic one, but not. Listen, buddy, you just got on this kid's ass about not making any more people, and now you're saying you're alone and you want a girlfriend.
Why is that your first thought, motherfucker? Like, what? Are you just totally content with this as your existence now? Do you want to start a family like this? What the hell? You're at the whims of a child, and you're like, you know what I need? I need a girlfriend.
Cowboy found a way out.
And they're fighting. They're shooting his light-up sneakers.
Sir, how many bullets do you have in that revolver?
was going to say, you must run out of bullets by now. He is real lucky with the positioning of that loincloth. Wouldn't that hit each other like that? Woo.
Behave.
Behave, he says to two grown adults.
You're going to tell the giant no?
Okay.
Boone's like, where do I buy coffee?
Yeah.
And now he's being taunted by two toys.
Just like Omri cooks like a woman. You're a woman. It's just like, and even the kids
do you
like,
want food?
Old fashioned. Like, even the 10-year-old knows. It's just like, you guys are so old fashioned.
It's like, but do you want food? White man goes to school.
And now they're arguing over who gets to go to school. Did Aaron ever tell you whether or not you could say that word?
No, but I should ask her that.
I'm pretty sure just like default, the answer is probably no. Like, if we have to question it, the answer is no.
Is there any, are there any holes in that thing that he's holding, he's keeping captive Boone in?
Oh, please, Ani. Don't ask for logic from this child.
That's fair.
He's a serial killer in the making.
It's fair.
If you just so much as twitch wrong, you're going to break every bone in this man's body.
A map of the United States made of macaroni.
Ooh.
And food coloring. Oh, and they use beans for mountains. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he didn't bring the horse, so that's good.
Why are they both in the same?
I don't know. Tornado juice?
A Bloody Mary? What's tornado juice? Whiskey. It's whiskey.
Is it? Okay.
Sure.
And now they're having a very stilted and strange conversation about where they've traveled in the United States.
I also want to know if the markings on Little Bear are legit.
That's a good question. Were like these things he had before? Did they draw? Like, I'd like to hope they didn't just draw these things on him, because the squiggle on the side of the forehead, I'd really, really like to hope has some actual kind of meaning, because otherwise it is stupid as fuck.
Like, did they just draw random lines, or are these actual?
I hope not.
The cross side of the forehead is just.
Now the two of them are having a heart-to-heart, and one of them is crying.
They're talking about kids?
Yeah.
Having kids?
Well, Little Bear, I guess, lost his to smallpox.
Great.
There's an iguana in the library.
Okay. Like a pet iguana? Or just the free roam iguana?
I mean, do you not keep iguanas in your library?
You know, I wonder if I asked if we could have a library pet if they let me.
I think the only issue with it would be the fact that you're not in the same school every day.
Yeah.
I think it would be different if, like, you were in the same school, but since you switch...
I will poise that question. Now the teacher's like, what happened? Why are you having a skerfuffle? And he just says, how do you tell the teacher that you alive two toys?
You have the power of life.
You can't use people, and yet you both are.
Actively, regularly.
Omri, you're an idiot.
You're both idiots. I understand you're both young, but my God, you killed the last guy you brought to life.
Now we're just screaming plastic into the freaking fanny pack. Because that's not suspicious.
Yeah.
Oh, does his friend have a conscience now?
No. You both realize you're both assholes? Like, Jesus. Yeah, see, you can't know saying that word.
What, are they magically gone? They're pretending to be plastic.
Hmm.
Can't use people. What the fuck are you two doing?
You're doing nothing but using people and animals. I think some men need to hear that line. It's like, he is a man. You cannot treat him like a baby.
That's it. Omri's here writing this whole, like, fucking diary entry about what he does when he goes home. Mm-hmm. And so the kid's like, JFK.
JFK
was the youngest, you know.
There were kids in the White House.
In the end.
That kid had, when he said that, was just like, can you fucking believe there were kids? Oh, no. Did they take more?
They took more, because now I have another weird-ass figurine that he looks like Penguin.
He's so carefully walking.
And I love how the mom's just like, oh, I'm sure it must be 10-year-old boy things. That must
be
a game.
To be fair, yeah, I would definitely jump to that conclusion before I went to, like, hey, they're holding actual people.
And now Boone's like, I need me a girlfriend, too.
This is honestly the most disturbing part of this whole thing. They're like, we're going to find you wives. And they just abduct women and turn them real to give these people wives.
Yeah. All of a sudden, where's your cupboard? It's not in your room. Well, at least the hamster's in his cage. You can't kick that.
And so the brothers say, okay, you don't know where the cupboard is. Where's the rat ball? And so the kid goes to look for the rat ball, and the rat ball is gone. I mean, at least the brother did, like, an actual, like, trade. Because he was just like, you know, the kid brought the ball back. So it's just like, where's the cupboard?
But where's the key?
So now the key is missing.
So we're going to search for a key.
High and low.
Sorry.
And now the cowboy is all like, you expect us to live like this forever? Like, to be fair, I don't think they had a plan after about 30 minutes. There was no plan involved. So the two brothers are going out in a thunderstorm for some reason. And the two younger kids are just depressingly watching the music video channel.
That's true.
You need to be watching these videos.
It's the 90s. I don't think there were...
That's fair. That is fair. You could do whatever you wanted in the 90s.
Disgusting display. Boone, you're drooling.
They're showing these guys the wonders of TV.
Oh, I'm watching Native Americans get shot. That's yeah. Great.
Because that's what you should be putting on TV right now. Well, there's another word you can't say. Yeah, does nobody think this might be traumatizing for Little Bear to watch
at all?
People get murdered. I mean, he doesn't know that it's not real, but it's definitely shit that happened.
And yep.
You gave him a PTSD episode, and he shot the cowboy.
You have caused the death of another person. How do you feel?
These kids are going to be traumatized for life. Absolutely fucking traumatized. How many people do you kids need to murder?
Seriously. He's alive. Wow. Yeah, if he takes the arrow out, it's going to be spurting blood. The arrow is keeping him alive.
Yeah.
Okay, there was absolutely no blood coming out of that. But also, it would not have been that easy. What he should have done was snap the arrow in half and then push it out the other side.
That's assuming it was a throw and through. I don't know if it was a throw and through.
Even that, it's like, the arrowhead is so big and jagged, you're going to rip it back out?
Yeah. Not that these kids have done anything intelligent in the last, like, several weeks.
What the fuck is she wearing?
A pantsuit to bed, I guess.
Are those PJs?
Why don't you just ask her if she's seen the key?
Just casually saying, you know, oh, by the way, there's a rat loose in the house.
Great. That's what I want.
Are they just gonna fucking hover and watch this guy bury another person?
Probably.
If you go first, I'll give you $1,000,000 if you take first watch. You're 10.
Yeah. I mean, he's already a murderer two times over, so, you know.
Yeah, first watch. That's great.
Yeah, already did really well with that. And it's in the middle of the night, and they just keep hearing rat squeaks.
What?
So now they hear the rat. Now they're prying up floorboards to try and find the rat. And he's just putting his hand underneath there.
No, like, ew. They could be there's dead bugs down there. And oh, we found the key.
Oh.
I'm like, which one? Oh, you lost it.
These kids are idiots. You want to put him down there with the fucking rat?
Yeah, because we need the key. Because logic, right?
Yeah, there's none of that here.
He's like, I can't fit through the hole. I'm too fat.
It's like it's a rat the size of fucking Godzilla in there.
Yes, I see a hole.
It's like, and he went in there into this hole completely unarmed.
Idiots. Fucking idiots.
No. And there's the rat. Is the actor who plays Little Bear actually Iroquois?
Cherokee.
Okay.
I looked it up. He's Cherokee.
I wonder
he's actually a Native American.
Well, that's good, at least. but I wonder if the words that he's shouting, like, the subtitle says like, shouting in Iroquois. I wonder if he's actually saying words in, like, the Iroquois language. And so they chase the rat under the floorboards all over the room, and now they don't hear the rat anymore.
The rat's fat and happy now.
Omri is still a really weird name. Like, it's not growing on me, like, throughout the movie. And it's just still a stupid name.
Yep.
Hey, he got the key back. He is alive.
Well, they didn't fuck up this time.
This time.
And there
goes. There's the rat.
The rat.
That's a massive rat. That's a huge rat.
They have a rat and I...
Honey, what are you doing?
Staring at his junk. They have a rat and a hamster.
They've revived the field medic. Why didn't they do this before? Oh, well, they didn't have the key.
I don't know. But apparently, according to Google AI, yes, Little Bear spoke the Iroquois language.
Interesting.
Hello again.
So now there's three of them. There's the cowboy, the Native American, and the soldier, the medic soldier.
The British medic. Yep.
Like, your own house doesn't have any, like, medical supplies of any kind. Like, I wouldn't know how to save him, but still...
Like, gauze, peroxide, what are you staring at?
The kid's having an existential crisis in the mirror. He's been gifted the power of God to bring this back. And he's just like, I don't feel so good.
I don't want it.
It's like, it's time for them to go home. It's like, it's time to send these guys home.
Come on, put them all in there. Time to go bye.
Yeah, you should have been doing this a few days ago before you murdered somebody.
He's still drunk.
You.
Did I hear the mention of alcohol? Drunk.
Like, the two guys are having like a heart-to-heart, and it's just like, you need to send these guys back home. Like, they should not still be here. Oh, the horse is still around. That's good. Don't know where the horse has been for the last 24 hours, but sure.
Yeah. The horse has just been kind of MIA.
Mm-hmm. Stop bringing people to life, child. My fucking God. You just came to the decision that they needed to go home. And Little Bear's like, please stop. Stop ruining people's lives.
It's like whoever you're about to wake up has a life. Let them live their life.
It's like, stop summoning people. Oh God, there's the Twin Towers. There's another, 6 years before that it goes away?
Mm. Oh, we're doing a little dance around the fire.
Aaron doesn't like this movie.
Oh. I mean, Boone's asking a legit question. Like, when we go back, are we going to when time stopped for us?
I hope so.
Or into the future? Come on, go back before I keep staring at your crotch. A little bit to the right, a little bit to the right, and I'll get a great view.
This might be the most depraved movie on multiple levels. A moral level, a cultural level, and a sexual level. Like,
I mean, the 10-year-olds were watching MTV with tits out.
Yeah!
Is your finger not burning? It's right over the flame.
This is the worst movie we've watched. In every way that matters. Because writing and cinematic, like, CGI and stuff like that don't matter in the face of, like, serial killer 10-year-olds, moral dilemmas, and racism.
So much racism. And PTSD. Like, what are these markings? You'll turn to the village as a man. This kid's having an LSD trip.
Well, there you go, Ani. Full size ass.
Try and take a picture of his tattoos more than his ass, but that works too.
You realize you're taking a picture of anything?
I'm trying to get better shots of these tattoos for Aaron and be like, look at this. Look at the bullshit.
My lord, this is...
Okay, Omri.
This is such a 90s movie.
Don't y'all forget me. I think we're good.
Don't worry. They've been absolutely emotionally devastated from the events that have happened. Get the cowboy bathed. That's an improvement.
Are we always a great people?
Yep. Let's just not give you the history of the United States.
And that's what Omri does. He's like, yeah, you're a great people. It's like... Do you realize that you are living in the white man's house and the white man dresses all funny? Yeah. Say it again.
Okay, we're doing a lot of dramatic pauses and staring.
you didn't kill them. You just turned them back to plastic.
Yeah, just let them go live their lives.
It's like he lost a loved one. It's just a toy.
After murdering several people, like, you know.
The close-ups of this guy, of this kid's face.
I could use much less of these because, damn.
I sent him back, so I don't worry about him anymore.
So, like, the kid wrote all of this in a story that he's telling his class.
One day, JFK was killed. He was shot on a train in Texas.
I hope he, like, sets that cupboard on fire or something. Imagine, like, 20 years in the future, though. Like, this kid in his 30s just sitting there, like, did he just have a really vivid imagination? Or is there, like, a hallucination situation that happened?
He's still hallucinating from that look on his face.
Yeah, he looks like he's high. No, we gotta vet this shit better. We gotta vet Aaron for these movies, you know? Like, we gotta run this shit by Aaron before we go doing these movies again, because this is the most unpolitically correct movie we have seen, and we watched Thanksgiving.
I know.
Lord, there was so much racism and murder in this, and, like, weird, unnecessary lack of clothing in a movie where the main protagonists are, like, I understand that the lack of clothing is from an adult man, and I understand that, but it is a movie for children, and you do not need to see 80% of his ass. This is truly what the nine, like, for anybody who is, like, Gen Z and all that, or, like, a zillennial and stuff like that, this is what the 90s were. Unpolitically correct. Nobody gave two fucks. You sent your kid out to buy saws at the age of, like, 10, and nobody cared. Like, rampant, like, just lack of moralities that nobody gave two fucks about. Like, and the Twin Towers still existed. Like, I don't know.
I love that jolt of when you're watching something and be like, oh my god, I haven't, like, that's a building I haven't seen in a long time.
I was thinking more along the lines of watching this movie and thinking, so yeah, sometimes I forget how, like, unconscious of prejudice the 90s were in television, and I laugh, but it is a laugh of suffering.
Yes.
It's just like, you could never say these things on TV today. They would never make movies that involve these words. Like, no. And yet, the 90s were just throwing out racial slurs in their movies. And wow. Okay.
I don't remember a lot of this movie, so. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen this movie. I'm going to try to forget I've seen this movie.
We're never gonna watch it again.
No, I think we're good. This is the perhaps the most controversial movie we've watched for the podcast, and let's make it so that none of the other ones are quite this controversial. So
that's totally fine by me.
And but it was, I mean, like, it was very the epitome of the 90s movie. Like,
oh, really, yeah,
to get, like, an experience of what it was like watching media and stuff like that in the 90s. It was this. Nobody in the 90s batted an eye at this movie. And, or the fact that those, like, 10-year-olds are watching MTV. Like, yeah, we just did that shit. But we just watched these things. Like, nobody's actually surprised. So, anyway, I hope you guys are enjoying November so far. Our next couple of episodes are going to be a little wild. There may or may not be a Thanksgiving Killing sequel in our future. We're not quite sure yet, but thank you guys for experiencing this with us. It's good to see that in at least in some ways we have progressed beyond the concepts of this movie. So there
have
is
we that. Though have we though
as we record this,
another fucking,
we're recording this on November 6th, so people can take that what they will. Nobody's happy about it. Nobody's happy. Yeah. So it was unintentional to record this movie on November 6th, but that is what happened.
It's just one of those days where you wake up and you realize that your whole world is falling to shit and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's true. I think we've done enough torturing today.
Enough damage.
Yeah, not necessarily because of the movie. The movie just makes me think these kids are going to grow up to fucking serial killers. Their regard for human life is non-existent.
Jeff and Dahmer Jr.
Yeah, Lord. So there is...
His friend Patrick is going to be his first victim.
Patrick is going to be his accomplice. Like, if Patrick was ready to show off his handiwork, like, Jesus.
Fair.
So, if anybody would like to go see what the real experience of 90s media was like, then this is the movie to watch. And as you tilt your head, like, how did they get away with this? This is just the way movies were back then. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this 90s experience. And I hope you guys are having a good November. Keep doing stuff.
Stay out of trouble.
She's talking to you guys, not me, because she knows she can't even ask that of me.
Misty will never get caught. When Misty tells me, she's like, oh, casually, like, yeah, I'm at the police station. I'm just going to be like, why?
She wasn't surprised. She was not surprised I might have committed a crime. She was surprised I got caught.
Yeah, so. How the fuck did you get caught?
And to be fair, let me just make this clear, because I don't want to leave this episode before, like, I make this clear. I was not there for any legal trouble. I literally have to get fingerprinted in order to volunteer at a local historical monument here where I live. So, which is stupid because, I didn't give her, like, context necessarily to why I was there. But we had the conversation that I had to go, I wanted to go volunteer. So I had to go get fingerprinted, which is silly to me. Because my fingerprints are already on file. I had to get fingerprinted to work for NASA. And I'm pretty sure I remember getting fingerprinted when I first got my driver's license in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You're in POTUS.
Yeah, like, I'm in the system more than once. Like, the FBI has run background checks on me before for security clearance purposes that I've had to have. Like, yeah, I'm in somebody's database. So. Like, all the more reason.
The rest of you, stay out of trouble. Don't wander into places with unknown rocks of origin.
Don't give 10-year-olds cupboards for their birthdays. Just don't do that. That's terrible.
Don't give anyone the power of life or death. No one needs to play God.
No, God's not even doing it very well. So,
God doesn't even know what the hell he's doing.
So, don't give children the power of life and death. Don't give children cupboards as birthday gifts. It's a terrible birthday gift for a kid. No kid's going to look at that and be like, I got a cupboard for my birthday. I'm like, no.
Bloody no. Fill it with so many things. No.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you next time with some wacky Thanksgiving-themed episodes. Be prepared because you know we bring the weird holiday shit.
You love it.
That's true. And if you have any recommendations for weird stuff you'd like to see in December, just let us know. Hit us up on social media. That's Sorry Not Sorry Generation on Instagram or on our website, Sorry Not Sorry Generation. So we will see you guys next time. Reach out. Say hello. Reach out. Say hello.
I can believe you're
saying that. Reach out. Say hello. Talk to us. Interact with us. Tell us what you'd like to see next. You know, what you've liked in the past. Or what anything. Just say hello.
Talk to us. Just be weird. Say hi.
Say hello. We are more than happy to say hello back. So thank you guys so much for listening. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tune in next week for more fuckery because we have some serious questions and concerns.